ever get this like weird feeling you're in a place that's supposed to be all zen, you know, like totally relaxing. But then, bam, something kind of makes you stop and think.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
That's what we're diving into today, the Sweet Mimosa Day Spa.
Yeah.
Their whole vibe, at least online, screams like ultimate experience, right? Classy and clean, even a
Yeah.
bit
Right.
shabby chic, you know? But their website, well, it's got some interesting contradictions.
Interesting how so.
Well, for starters, they've got this hydrafacial thing. And look, I'm no spa expert,
Sure.
but it sounds pretty darn fancier, right?
Yeah.
We won't bore everyone with the nitty-gritty details, but it totally sets the tone for like a high-end experience, right?
Depends on, yeah.
But then you hit their cancellation policy
Yeah.
and whoa, talk about strict.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder about their clientele. Like,
Right.
maybe being a fancy spa in a busy city means they're dealing with people who have, you know, those super packed schedules, so they got to be strict to protect themselves.
Oh, that's a good point. It's like less about being mean, more about the business side of things.
It's a
In fact, they even come right out and say, all of our therapists are commission-based, and we must ensure that their time is valued. So, yeah, it might seem a little jarring at first, but you can see the why behind it.
Right, totally.
Speaking of unexpected turns, let's jump to another little tidbit on their site, the whole cookie policy thing.
Oh, wow. So we're going from massages and facials to data tracking. Interesting combo. We all know these cookies. They're like those little spies tracking what we do online. But the real question here is, what exactly is the Sweet Mimosa scooping up? Think about it. When you booked your last appointment, what products you were eyeing, maybe even how long you spent reading about that hydrafacial bread.
Oh, so even when we're trying to like unplug and treat ourselves, we're still feeding the whole targeted marketing machine.
Exactly.
Makes you wonder, does this data collection really vibe with that whole image of a personalized, relaxing escape?
Yeah, it really makes you think about those trade-offs we make, even when we're just trying to relax.
So next time you're online browsing for a little me time, keep in mind, even in a world of cucumber water and scented candles, those digital footprints, they're still following you.
Exactly. And that awareness, that's what I love about these deep dives.
Yeah.
It's about looking beyond the surface, you know,
Yeah.
seeing how even a spa day can be connected to bigger things.
Love it.
Yeah.
Until next time, folks.